On Monday, French President Jacques Chirac warned Iran that it would face censure by the UN Security Council if it did not reinstate a freeze on sensitive nuclear activities. And he urged Iran to accept an offer of incentives by France, Britain, and Germany in exchange for an indefinite freeze on its uranium conversion and enrichment activities. Iran claims its program is for peaceful purposes only, but London-based Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh says he has no doubt Iran has embarked on a nuclear weapons program under the guise of developing nuclear technology for peaceful purposes.
As a researcher and journalist, I received a lot of information and even documents confirming that there is a secret atomic program. Besides that, few people managed to escape from Iran. They also talked to us and they told us how developed they are in achieving their goals, which is building a nuclear bomb. And above all, I have the text of Mr. Khamenei's audience with some of the Iranian experts and engineers who are working for the Iran Atomic Organization. I think at the moment their whole idea is by having a bomb, they will secure themselves. Nobody will touch them. But if they feel that their existence is threatened, I don't think they will hesitate to push the button.
According to Alireza Nourizadeh, the Europeans have been too lenient with the Iranians in the past 2 years, and they now face a tough opponent in Iran's new conservative president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Now, Mr. Ahmadinejad, if he managed to buy another 2 years, I think at the end of that 2 years, Iran would be able to achieve its goal by at least having the preparation completed for building a nuclear bomb. The Europeans are coordinating their policy with the United States, although they don't like to see any confrontation between the United States and Iran. But in the same time, they realize that by showing this weakness, they are encouraging the Iranians to continue their program. I think sanction is the last resort.
According to Mr. Nourizadeh, Iran has a lot at stake and does not want to be isolated.
They have vast interest in having good relations with Europe, especially with Germany, with France, with Great Britain. And they need European technology. They need expansion of their trade with Europe.
But Safa Hayeri, editor of the Iran Press Service in Paris, disagrees with Mr. Nourizadeh about the extent of Europe's influence with Tehran. He says although France, Britain, and Germany want Iran to suspend its sensitive nuclear activities, such as enriching uranium, they also want to preserve their economic ties with Tehran. And he says imposing UN sanctions might just backfire.
Iran is a big market for them, and they don't want to lose it. If you want to make a decision to put an embargo on Iranian oil, you will see immediately oil prices shooting up to $80 and maybe $100 a barrel, which is unthinkable at this moment. The second thing is that if the oil to be embargoed, China would certainly veto it. If it is other harsh economic measures, Russia could veto it. So there is almost no way going into the Security Council, and the American, the European, they know that.
While Tehran argues that the purpose of its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, Mr. Hayeri says he thinks Iran wants to have nuclear weapons.
This has become a matter of prestige and a goal of the ruling Ayatollahs that Iran, like Pakistan, like Israel, like India and other countries, Iran must have because they think in the region Iran is a country which is threatened by other powers. But officially they never say that.
Philippe Chély, Washington bureau chief of Le Figaro, says European powers were disappointed by Iran's decision last month to renew its uranium enrichment program.
Even though they pretend that it is for a peaceful purpose, I think the French are convinced, like the Americans and their European partners, that this is a pretext to enrich uranium for a military purpose.
Mr. Chély says he doubts that Iran is convinced by the threat of UN sanctions. And he adds that the Europeans are reluctant to use them.
They don't believe this is the way to solve the issue. And they certainly believe that the best way to solve the issue is through dialogue and negotiation. And you have to wonder what you can achieve with sanctions.
The journalists agree that it will be extremely difficult to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program acceptable to all parties. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.